The latest Gallup poll had Clinton at 50%, followed by Senator Barack Obama of Illinois at 21%, and former Senator John Edwards of North Carolina at 13%. The five other Democratic contenders trail well behind. Clinton's lead in the polls has grown in recent months as the pace of the campaign begins to accelerate.
Well, if you're ready for change, I'm ready to lead, and this country is desperate for leadership.
Most political experts say Clinton appears well on her way to the Democratic Party nomination, even though the selection process will not begin until early January. Stephen Wayne is a political scientist at Georgetown University in Washington.
At the moment, it's a very skillful campaign, and if it keeps up, she'll be the nominee. Her numbers have not dropped. They have, in fact, gotten larger over the course of the campaign.
Alan Lichtman is a presidential historian at American University in Washington.
She is very disciplined and solid on the campaign trail. She has an enormous lead in the polls, and she has almost universal name recognition. And I think there is an increasing clamor in the country to see a woman nominated as president.
Clinton has improved her poll numbers in some of the early presidential contest states as well. She leads in Iowa and New Hampshire, the two states that traditionally begin the nominee selection process for both major political parties in January. Dante Scala is an expert on the New Hampshire primary at the University of New Hampshire.
You see a much more stable race. You've got Hillary Clinton with a wide lead at this point. And what's been surprising to me is how well the Clinton campaign has weathered the rigors of being the front runner.
Despite her formidable lead in the polls, Hillary Clinton remains a polarizing figure in national politics. Some Democrats worry that independent voters and moderate Republicans will be reluctant to support her if she becomes the Democratic nominee. Expert Stephen Wayne says some of Clinton's Democratic rivals have raised this concern during the campaign.
To campaign on the fact that she's the only Democrat who might not be electable. She has very high negatives, fairly or unfairly, and if the Democrats want a winner, they should stick with someone who doesn't have those high negatives. I don't think that's going to be a very appealing argument for Democratic activists.
Clinton has been able to fend off a strong challenge from Senator Obama, a relative newcomer to the national political stage. Obama has been Clinton's equal in fundraising and is trying to appeal to Democrats searching for a fresh face in 2008. Historian Alan Lichtman.
Barack Obama, who's in second place in the polls, has sparked a lot of enthusiasm and done extremely well in fundraising, but he has yet to give the American people a solid rationale as to why they should reject Hillary Clinton. And I think there's a feeling that he may not be quite ready and that he's a future rather than a present presidential candidate.
Lichtman says Clinton has angered some anti-war Democrats by not promising an immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq if she's elected. But Lichtman also says disputes among the Democratic contenders over Iraq and U.S. relations with Iran are not likely to threaten Clinton's chances of winning the nomination.
I think she certainly has some vulnerability with respect to liberal Democratic base voters when it comes to her policy on Iraq and Iran, but without going relentlessly negative, it's going to be very difficult for any of her rivals to exploit that. And at this point, none of them seem quite ready to wage a mostly negative campaign.
There is polling evidence that Democrats may be willing to rally around Clinton as the Democratic candidate best able to counter Republican attacks in the general election. University of New Hampshire expert Dante Scala.
Democrats up here in New Hampshire are as aggressive and hungry for victory, for more victories, than they have been since I've been up here. And so I think they're looking for who can carry the banner the best.
Despite Clinton's apparent strength, experts caution it would be foolish to declare a winner before the primaries and caucuses even begin. In 2004, Howard Dean was the early Democratic frontrunner, but his leads in Iowa and New Hampshire evaporated in a matter of weeks, and John Kerry quickly surged to the party nomination. Democrats will formally nominate their candidates for president and vice president at their national convention in late August in Denver, Colorado. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.